In this bulletin, Scott Morrison to launch the coalition election campaign in Brisbane. Russia's foreign minister says Western nations are engaging in a hybrid war against Russia. And the Eurovision Grand Final underway. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Scott Morrison will attempt to revive his re-election hopes today with the formal launch of the Liberal campaign in Brisbane. Trailing in the polls as the campaign enters its final week, it's been reported the Prime Minister will unveil a superannuation policy that will encourage Australians to downsize their homes. The launch at the Brisbane Convention Centre comes as Mr. Morrison issues more promises of changes to his leadership style if he retains power. But he's defended what he's described as his past bulldozer attitude, which he says was required during the pandemic.
As a Prime Minister, you've got to get the stuff done. You've got to get the stuff done. I will seek to be and explain my motives and my concerns and empathise a lot more. But I tell you what, at the end of the day, what matters most is I get the job done.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese will also be in Brisbane and is expected to address a party rally and unveil a $1 billion advanced manufacturing package. Russia's foreign minister says Western nations have declared what it calls a hybrid war against Russia. Speaking about what Russia calls its special military operation in Ukraine, Sergei Lavrov says it's difficult to predict how long it will continue.
И наша страна, конечно же, меняется вместе с этими обстоятельствами, делает свои выводы.
Of course, our country changes with circumstances and draws its own conclusions. The choice we make, the choice that in fact we already made, has been explained by the fact that the collective West declared a total hybrid war on us. It's difficult to predict how long it will last, but it's clear consequences will be felt by everybody without exception. A Ukrainian general says he expects the war to be over by the end of the year, with reports of Russian troop withdrawals from around the country's second largest city, Kharkiv. Major General Budinov has told Sky News the latter part of August will be the turning point in the conflict.
Most of the active combat actions will have finished by the end of the year. As a result of this war, we will retain our lost borders and renew Ukrainian power in all our territories we have lost, including Donbass and Crimea. It won't be easy, but victory for Ukraine will absolutely come.
The head of Ukraine's Special Military Intelligence also says that Russia losing the war will lead to a coup against Vladimir Putin, which he claims is already underway. Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned Finland that joining NATO would be a mistake. Finland shares a 1,300-kilometre border with Russia, and until now, it's stayed out of NATO to avoid antagonising Moscow. President Putin made his position clear during a phone call with Finland's president. Russia has already suspended electricity supplies to Finland. Sweden has also indicated it wants to join NATO following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The grand final of the Eurovision Song Contest is underway in Turin, Italy, with Ukraine considered the favourite among the 25 countries. Sheldon Riley is representing Australia, performing his emotional ballad, Not the Same. The finale is being broadcast live on SBS and SBS On Demand, and the grand final will also be televised on SBS tonight at 7:30, and there'll be a replay on SBS Viceland from noon tomorrow. In the NRL, Penrith has defeated the Melbourne Storm 32-6, while Gold Coast overpowered St George 20-16, and in the AFL, Sydney and Brisbane have had convincing wins over Essendon and Adelaide. Well, the weather now, Perth, a possible shower, 19 degrees, Adelaide, a shower or two, a top of 20, Melbourne, partly cloudy, 21, Hobart, showers and 19, Canberra, a shower or two, 19 degrees, Wollongong, similar conditions, 24. Sydney, much the same, 26. Newcastle, a shower or two, 27. Brisbane, showers and 27. Cairns, partly cloudy, 29. And Darwin, sunny and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.